We'll concentrate on the action last night, and we'll start with Group 1, Naevora against Naefconnell. I suppose the Naefconnell would have been favourites for that match, and they didn't run out winners by a couple of points.
Yeah, a couple of points in the end, and maybe they'll probably be wondering today. Maybe they should have maybe thrown off the shackles a little earlier. They went into ultra defensive mode for most of the game, 12-10 in the end. But you know, I think for when they did go for it at the end, they made Naefconnell sweat. Even though, I suppose, Naefconnell were, I think they were 6 points ahead with 10 minutes to go. So you know, it was probably comfortable enough. It would have been expected, you know, that Naefconnell would have won that match. Naevora, you know, very strong last year when they won the intermediate, but you know, they haven't, you know, been showing that form and much form in the league this year. So it probably went according to form, but you know, championship matches always probably can go down to the wire, especially the home team, and that this would have been the big one for Naevora, but I suppose a comfortable enough victory for Naefconnell in the end.
Is it true to say that maybe some teams are adopting a relatively defensive game so that they can hang in and stay with the so-called favourites?
I think it's true to say that nearly every team in the county is adopting that strategy. I don't know if there's any team not adopting it at the moment. It's maybe a little bit of a copycat of what Jim McGuinness has brought to Donegal. Clubs are thinking that maybe at the for early in the matches anyway, that you know, it's better not to concede than to actually go for it. There's very few free-flowing games, and I don't think we're going to get too many in the club championship. There may be a lot of close games, but by and large, most teams are adopting that. And it's not that pretty to watch now, to be fair, at club level, maybe at county level, where players are, you know, fitter and maybe more skillful. You have the cream of the footballers playing it, but when you have ordinary footballers playing it, it can become pretty dull to watch. But I suppose it's a results game, and that's what matters in the end.
Yeah, certainly in the senior championship. If we go to the Glenfinn McCool's match, was that a bit of a surprise, McCool's winning there?
Well, I wouldn't be sure about that. I suppose Glenfinn would have probably needed to win at home, you know, if they were going to have a chance to advance to the quarterfinals. But McCool's made the quarterfinals last year, and you know, they have a reasonably good young side. It's a very, very good result for them. Young Stephen Mulligan scored 5 points, was a top scorer, and you know, I don't know if he was a minor this year or last year, but like he's a new kid on the block. He's actually a first cousin of Ashley Carr's of Kilcar. Anne Carr, Michael Carr would be his aunt. So, you know, there's maybe there's football pedigree there somewhere. But he certainly is one. I think his brother was a cornerback from McCool's a couple of years ago. I think he may be in Australia now. But he's one for the future. Certainly the one name that popped out of me from the games last night. And, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on him, you know, come the other championship matches to see can he replicate what he did last night.
Yeah, and how did Martin O'Reilly play? Normally does play well for McCool's.
Mary O'Reilly, I think, scored 4 points as well. It would have been, you know, one of their leaders as well, Stephen as well. You know, they did well last year, so you know they have four Masters at home next week, and that'll probably be a big game for them. If they can win that, they'll be in the quarterfinals again. So you know they're in pole position at the moment. Then Finn have to go to Ardraa next week, and it was going to be difficult for them. I think they have four Masters at home in the last game, so it's going to be on the back foot for them. Winning the first game or not, certainly not losing the first game is very important for all teams.
Mm-hmm. That's a division that would be hard to pick the two winners out of.
Well, last year it went to points difference, so you know it could really come down to that again. The other big game is in that division today in Donegal Town with four Masters at home to Ardraa. And the winners of that will probably be favourites to advance in the top spot, and then it'll be a battle for the second spot.
Let's go to Group 3. Killybegs 1-6, Gador 1-6. Surely that is a bit of an upset from the point of view that you know, Gador would be expected to win that one.
Well, that's the game I was actually at last night, and it'll hardly go down as a classic. And a matter of fact, I think the scoreline that I have is 1-5 each. In fact, it was.
We'll take your score. I'm just taking it off the website here. But
the two goals. The two goals were awarded by the umpire, Both he deemed that both had crossed the line. One from a high ball in the first half from Torquilly Beggs, and the second one, the goalkeeper Christopher Sweeney, he caught it, but he fumbled it and he dropped it, and he caught it again before it hit the ground. But the linesman John McLanahy was very, very quick to point to the green flag that the ball had crossed the line. And then when Gidor were in huge trouble, they were 2 points down with only a couple of minutes left on the clock. They launched a free in. Gavin McBride, the young miner, launched a free in, and it landed. He was going for a point, I think, just to try and get it back within a point, but it dropped short. And somehow Kevin Cassidy got in and got a touch to it, and it was stopped. But I think stopped behind the line again. And John McLanahy was the same umpire in the same spot, was in position to award the goal. But Kelly Beggs, to their credit, actually Brendan McGuire had been substituted about 4 or 5 minutes earlier, but they brought him back on, and he hit the equaliser 2 minutes into added time. So, you know, they deserved to get a draw, and probably a draw was a fair result in what was a very, very poor game. Gidor started without Neil McGee and Oran McNeilis. Eamon did start at centre-half back, and they brought Oran on at half-time and brought Neil McGee on 10 minutes into the second half. But like, they were struggling to make any inroads in the game until that goal. And I suppose both goals could be regarded as soft, or, you know, both defences wouldn't be too happy with them.
Mm-hmm. Any reason for leaving the two aforementioned county players off?
No, we weren't given any reason. I presume it was just tiredness, and they were probably hoping, you know, to give them a chance, and you know, to ease them back into the game. It's very tough, I suppose, for county players, you know, after the disappointment of losing last week. It probably isn't fair at all on them to be putting them back into action this weekend. And I suppose Gidor were hoping to ease them back in, but, you know, when they needed them, they had to bring them in. And McNeilis, both of them played a part. McNeilis, you know, did make a difference. They brought on Cian Mulligan too at halftime, the county minor, and he made a difference in the second half. But overall, you know, they have a lot of improvement to do if they're going to be a factor in this year's championship.
Let's go to Group 4, St Michael's, 4 goals and 10 points. Bundoran, 6 points. That seems quite easy at the Bridge.
Yeah, it was a convincing victory. And, you know, maybe the two players that you would expect to, McFadden, Colin McFadden and Christy Toy, were the main goal scorers. I think they accounted for 3-8 of that 4-10. 2-5 for McFadden, 1-3 to Toy. So, you know, when you have two players like that on form, Bundoran would have been going into the Lions Den anyway. You know, they're a Division 2 team, and they're probably in with a chance of getting back into Division 1, but St Michael's would be at a level above them. And then, you know, St Michael's would have been warned when the fact that the game in Bundoran last year ended in a draw. I suppose this time around they weren't going to make any chances. And, you know, that scoreline, it could have an impact on this group before it's over, especially if it goes to score difference.